Well, hey there. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Oi.
It's Benny.
Yeah.
7:58. Well, Benny, I think it's safe to say you have the worst guilty pleasure movie. Leprechauns and
Sorry,
fairies.
I mean, you
could at least say just the straight leprechaun movie. You ever seen those?
Oh, yeah. Those are pretty bad, too. Though that's a good guilty
pleasure. Is there a good campy?
Jennifer Aniston was in that. Yeah. I think that was her first movie role.
Like the horror leprechaun movie?
Yeah, the very first one.
Yeah. That's when she had the big nose.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
Oh, man. But, yeah, I will say, guilty pleasure-wise, I'm a sucker for a good rom-com. Any kind of romantic comedy, I like it. I like it. I do.
The Titanic's up there, too, for guilty pleasure movies, dude. It's a good... Like,
it's too long, though, for a guilty pleasure. You need something that's done in an hour and 20 minutes. You don't have to think.
It's so true. That was the first movie I kissed a girl.
Yeah?
It was the Titanic at the theater. I was in sixth grade. I missed, too. I totally kissed her on the nose, and she was like, really?
Wait. So you were watching this, and were you distracted by Kate Winslet's naked body?
No, that actually is what kicked it off. You know, I got to that point, we both looked at each other like,
here we go, let's do it.
Let's break the ice here. And it's funny, the next night, I watched it two nights in a row, because I went with my parents the next night, and I knew exactly when the boob scene was, and I was really embarrassed to stick around with my parents, because it's just awkward, you know?
That is.
So I'm like, hey, Mom and Dad, I'm going to go get some popcorn. And so I get out of my seat and walk out of the theater.
Your dad nudges you, hey, you missed a good scene.
No, it's funny, he did nudge me when I came back, he's like, I know why you left.
What are you talking about, Dad? I just wanted some tasty popcorn.
Kate Winslet. Giggity, giggity.
Rock 107.